It's an interesting thing because the Torah says Bein Einecha. Vayil Teitav is Bein Einecha. We know that we don't wear tefillin between our eyes. That's the way the Karaites wear tefillin, those that take the Torah literally. But according to the Torah Shebaal Peh, that we learn it from not making a bald spot between our eyes, and obviously you don't make a bald spot between your eyes. It's on the place of the hair, where the hair grows, which is directly above the gap between your eyes. Question is, if the Torah meant on your head and not between your eyes, why did the Torah say, "Vayilu Teitafes bein einecha"? It should have said, "Al Rishacha." So evidently, there's some kind of connection between tefillin and one's eyes. That everything that is mentioned in the tefillin, whether it's Yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem, whether it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether it remembers Hashem's providence and His involvement in the world and in our lives, and all the other foundations of Emunah that are included in the Shema and in all the parashas of Tefillin, need to be Bein Einecha, need to be opposite our eyes always. Here's a little bit further than that, though. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is not just a box that's placed on the head. There's a strap that goes around the skull, around the head. There's a knot at the back, at the nape of the neck. There's straps that extend down the front. And even the Tefillin Shel Rosh themselves are made up of four boxes. And really maybe that reflects in some way the complexity of our brains and of our minds. Because there are certain things that we're aware of and certain things that we remember and certain things we're conscious of. And there are certain things which are deep, deep, deep within our subconscious, and they're there deep within our memories. And even to bring them out, we actually need to think really hard about how to bring them to the forefront of our consciousness. And when you remember them now, it doesn't mean that it came from the outside. It came deep, deep from the inside. It's almost something that you're not conscious of and you need to just bring it out. Allow it to float to the top. Truth is, everything we ever see or learn is there somewhere in our subconscious, even if we don't remember it right now. And this is Niflas Habayra. That our Seichel is like some kind of computer there. Everything's there. Everything's there. But certain things are so deep, so deeply recessed into our brains that we're just never going to remember them, we're never going to think about them. But on the other hand, there are ways of bringing them to the front. You know, maybe it's hypnosis or something like that allows us to bring subconscious thoughts to the forefront of our consciousness. It brings out things that are hidden deep within the recesses of our minds that we couldn't normally remember and allows us to remember them. Sometimes there are psychological reasons why we choose to forget things. We want to black them out. A person went through trauma, for example. Write them out of your memory. All different things. The brain is a very, very, is an incredible thing. It's Niflas Habayra Mamish. And therefore, that's really what's going on here. You have the tefillin, which is at the forefront of your consciousness. But then you've also got the knot, which is right at the back. And the straps, which go all the way around. We're meant to bring things out. Even things that are in the deep within our subconscious, we're meant to bring them to the forefront of our consciousness. We're meant to act on the basis of that which we know. We're meant to bring Emunah to the forefront of our lives. Whether it's remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it's remembering Hashem, even if it's deep, 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 deep within the recesses of our mind, tefillin are there to try and bring them to the forefront.